Well, today is Valentine's Day, and here with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So, how old is this holiday exactly?
Well, it's probably not as old as people think. There's an idea that it goes back to early Christian times, but the feeling is modern scholarship says this is something that came into being during the Middle Ages, still a very long time ago, and it had retrospectively associated with a saint's day, Saint Valentine Day. The tradition was that about on February 14th, birds paired off, and that was a sign of spring coming. And so this has always been thought of as a day to do with finding a partner or falling in love. In fact, there's an old tradition in New England that when you woke up, I should have called you earlier this morning, because when you wake up, the first person you see, you will be your sweetheart for the following year. So people would, I think, try to improve upon that by being in a place they might be seen early in the day. And there's also a tradition of young women lying in bed with their eyes tightly shut so they wouldn't, they could kind of know who they were going to gaze upon first.
I was going to say, the first person I saw this morning was Rob Hakala, so...
This is what happens, you know, it's sort of good fortune and bad fortune, but it's sort of this idea that it's of the promise of spring, which probably in early New England, spring still seemed quite far off, but with the mild winters we've been having lately, maybe this is a better sign of spring coming.
It may also surprise some to know that John and Abigail Adams, the president, former president and first lady, were quite the romantics.
Yes, we're doing a little show. This isn't a letter. These aren't letters written specifically for Valentine's Day, but courting letters. We hold their papers at the Massachusetts Historical Society. So courting letters that they wrote when they were young and first in love. In fact, the first letter that survives is from 1862, where John Adams, a young lawyer, writes to Abigail Smith and says that, I'll just paraphrase this, that he has sat up with her late at night so often that he demands that she give him 2 or 3 millions of kisses because only one has been received, and in consequence, the account between us is immensely in favor of yours. And so for 2 years, they write back and forth to each other in this teasing, charming, loving way. And in fact, just before their marriage, maybe something to close on, is he writes her a letter that he ends, "I am, until then, till they meet again, and forever after will be your admirer and friend and lover."
Well, there you go, and we're ending on a romantic note from John Adams. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it, and the best to you on this Valentine's Day.
And you too.